Welcome to our meditation on the Sponsoring Master. We're going to begin with an invocation. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now to you, beloved Jesus and Mother Mary, beloved Magda, beloved Saint Germain and Portia. We call now to beloved Justinius, Captain of Seraphic Bands, to beloved Archangel Michael, Legions of the 13 Archangels, we call now for a well of blue flame protection around us and around the youth of the world and around every light bearer, every child in the womb. We call now for the rolling back now of all hordes of darkness, all forms of terrorism, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, all fear tactics, all forms of groupthink and brainwashing. Let the violet flame flow, and let each and every one of us now be sealed in the light, white fire protection from the heart of the Divine Mother and our beloved Serapis Bay. We call now for the rolling back now of all opposition to this coming together and for the binding now of the entire personal and planetary dweller on the threshold. According to God's holy will, let it be done now. Amen. We're going to begin by taking some deep breaths. We want to center in our heart and to breathe through our heart. And let us release into the flame of God all fears, all frustrations, all concerns, all sense of separation. Breathe in again and see with each breath you're drawing nigh to God. With each out-breath, the releasing of all obstacles to that rapprochement. Breathe in again and gently breathe out now. Let us breathe in the love of God. And let us release all impediments to fully manifesting that love within our temple. Let us breathe in now that wisdom of God, that holy Theosophia, divine science. And release now all human mental traps and sabotages. Let us breathe in now the divine power of goodwill that says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And let us release now all sense of having to do it ourselves and leaning on the arm of flesh. Please have a picture of the Sponsoring Master before you. As we look into the Master's eyes, let's wiggle our big right toe, wiggle our left thumb, wiggle our nose. Now wiggle our heart. Tonight we're going to clear the platform for our meditation by giving the golden mantra of Gautama Buddha. Each syllable in the mantra has a very specific purpose. So we're looking into the Master's eyes, and we're invoking that flame of Gautama Buddha. Gautama Buddha is resident in each of our hearts, the one who sustains our heart flame. So let us focus on our heart and on the eyes of the Master, and let us focus on establishing a figure-eight flow almost as a lasso action, drawing the Master near as we give our golden mantra now together. Om Ah Hum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. 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 What we're dealing with and battling with is this consciousness that says, what right do you have to connect to the Master? What right do you have to be one with God? Who do you think you are? That same suggestion that was thrown at Gautama under the bow tree. And with him, we roll it back. As the Master, we roll it back. We have every right. It's our divine right. Our divine essence. Our divine prerogative to do this. To become one with the Master. And we carve this time out once a week for this communion. This sacred holy communion. And those elements of darkness within and those elements of darkness without that would oppose it, we simply push back beyond the gates of our citadel of consciousness. Om Ah Hum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. 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 As we look at the eyes of the Master, if there are thoughts that come inside our head to try to take our attention away from our concentration, we do as Father Malachi Martin advised, we simply don't give them energy, don't give them power. Let them float by and keep focusing on the Master. This is the concentration portion of our service. It's the stimulation of the blue plume and the cerebellum. Om Ah Hum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. 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 To every competing thought, we simply say, what is that to thee, follow thou me? What is that to thee, follow thou me? What is that to thee, follow thou me? Om Ah Hum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. Om Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum. 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 What is that to thee? Follow thou me. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum. 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 What is that to thee? Follow thou me. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum. 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 When the rich man came to Jesus and said, I want to follow you, Jesus said, then leave everything behind and follow me. And this the man could not do. To enter into that higher consciousness of oneness with the Master, of entering the higher spheres of our own inner divinity, we have to leave everything behind that isn't vibrating at that level. So this is a moment of choice where we choose with our free will, with our try, with our Theos rules you to put down the baggage, put down the luggage, put down the heavy suitcases and the cloaks and the coats and the all of the accoutrements and let us trade them for a cape of ability. Let us trade them for the ability to rise up in consciousness. And what we want to visualize now again is this manger scene as our chest cavity and the star on top of the manger is the starry focal point at the top of the head, the buddhic top knot. This is our star fastened atop the manger. So as we enter into the portion of our meditation, let us call now the soul in the name of our mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self to rise now on the shaft of Mother Light into the secret chamber of the heart. Rise now. into the manger where the Christ is born. And we see our own Christ self as that babe in the arms of Mother Mary. And we see our own Christ self as the young man, the bridegroom, coming for our soul. And we see our own Christ self as the wise old man, the Ancient of Days. Just like in the riddle of the Sphinx, we understand that the Christ is all of the forms and the form beyond the form. And so simultaneously, we unite with each aspect and facet of Christ. For we are each aspect and facet of Christ. The Masters tell us that all we have to do is turn on the switch and shift consciousness. Turn on the switch, the light that says, I am my Christ self. I am one with Christ. And that Christ self is shining now through my human personality, because this is what I choose. And so I turn off the switch of the ego and the lower self and the habituated subconscious programming, and I turn on the switch of my holy Christ self. It's as simple as using a light switch where you have several switches and you can choose. And it's the personality who chooses. When we choose the Christ self switch, that light comes through us. And we align ourselves through free will with that part of us that is already there. And we can fully be the Christ in our everyday walking and talking and interacting and doing and being. We don't have to be continuously nurturing a consciousness of separation. We can actually claim and be that united consciousness with our higher self shining through. It's really a matter of choice. It's a matter of programming our mind. It's a matter of electing the level of the mental and emotional body. It's a matter of choice. And so let us make that choice right now for the life that says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, the consciousness of Christ. And so we see now our soul and our Christ self. And we see them kneeling on each side of the Christ child. And so we're kneeling on each side of the manger. And as we do so, the light in the auric field of the babe expands. The soul and the Christ self are acting as amplifiers of that light. So we see that radiating aura, like golden light filaments, expanding now from the babe. It's like the straw is illuminated and radiating light. We see that light intensify and intensify. We see the rays now going forth to illumine our entire auric force field. Our entire four lower bodies are now receiving the sunbeam rays, this Christ child. This is the song. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. And Jesus, one with the Master, wants us for a sunbeam. A son, the daughter of Helios and Vesta. I'm going going to sing it now for the Christ child in each heart. I just put aside all of the sophistication that resists this. Center on that Christ child, on the rays of light expanding now. Fully encompassing the aura field. Jesus wants the aura sun to shine for him each day. In every way try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him. I'm going to do this two more times and invite you to sing now to your Christ child these same words. As you sing to Jesus, you're singing to your sponsoring master, inviting that light of Christ to expand. You set aside all reservations and pour your child earnestness into that Christ child as the soul is kneeling and the Christ self is kneeling on each side of the manger. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. Every way try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam, a sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him. Wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. Sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. You must remind yourself often that to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to be as a little child. It's important to understand why that was said and how, as the years go by in life, we become more and more attached to our human consciousness, our adult consciousness, our independent consciousness, our habituated consciousness. We can just remember what it was like to be born, what it was like to come in fresh into the world. A little bit like a conscious sedation where our memories of the past lives were effaced, and here we come in ready to start anew with eagerness and joy. And there's no sophistication, there's just eagerness and joy and hope and trust. Creativity, we have to see that it is that same consciousness that is required of us as we make the transition on the other side, to prepare for that change called death. And the French author Montaigne said that it was important to think about that every day of our life. How prepared are we for the day when God plucks us up from the earth? Are we prepared? Are we ready? And that same consciousness that we had when we came in as a little child is the consciousness that we must have on the way out. Because there's going to be a similar drawing up of a veil, a similar shifting, a similar shifting or sedation process, it seems like, where all of a sudden we are in another place, in another consciousness, in another domain, and the domain of our senses, the domain of our physical body, the domain that we have become so accustomed to for the last 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years or more, taken from us. And we have to start anew with trust, with hope, with eagerness and seeing God, joy and the union, potential and desire for that union. And we have to leave everything behind, all the baggage behind. Leave all of your belongings and follow me. So we did it. We've done it many times. We've done it thousands of times. We've done it. The soul level, the soul remembers. And the soul remembers what it was like to be born again, to enter into the world again as a little child. And it's that consciousness that's going to carry us through as we exit this world. So the song is the language of the soul. The childlike consciousness is the language of the soul. The putting down of all of our sophistications and prejudices and all of the aggressive mental suggestion of the dweller and all of those things, all of that stays behind. The ridicule or the pride, all of it stays behind. Our passport is earnestness. Our passport is the eagerness to love God and the full faith and trust in where that eagerness to love God is going to take us. We leave behind the humiliation, the shame, the all of that. We leave behind the all of our sense of self-righteousness. We leave behind all of our resentments or the walls of separation that we have built with our own God presence. So it's important to follow the soul. It's important to kneel at the manger of the Christ child. It's important for these rays of divine Christ sunlight to bathe us and to refresh us and to remind us that to enter in, we have to be as a little child. Because the carnal mind in ourselves and in everybody else is going to say, what a waste of time. Don't you have better things to do on a Thursday night? Who do you think you are anyway? So, we leave all that behind. We kneel at the manger. We become that little child once again. Say, not yet what he shall be when he shall appear, but I know that when he shall appear, I shall be like him, because I shall see him as he is. That's the eagerness of the child. That's the trust of the child. That's the love of the child. And the Christ Self as the loving adult, as the bridegroom, reinforces that now. So we see our soul now and our holy Christ Self now as the young man and the young woman holding hands. May we recite now together. Behold, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Behold, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Behold, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, through the magnet of our heart's love, as we look at the eyes of the Master, we see now, entering the secret chamber of the heart, in clouds of glory, our sponsoring Master. See him entering now that manger, that secret chamber now. And in this auric presence of the Master appearing, we see a staircase with brilliant white clouds, brilliant light, and iridescent pastel rainbow mother of pearl hue. The Master beckons the soul and the Christ Self to mount that staircase now up. So we see them now rising up the staircase, rising up through the clouds, through the cloud deck, rising up with joy and eagerness and faith and trust and love and complete childlike joy. As we mount that staircase, we find that we are going through the rings of the causal body. The blues and the greens and the purples and the violets and the pinks and the yellows and the white. We're going through the colors of the rainbow, our own divine rainbow. We're going up into our heaven world. Our Master is escorting us now up, up, up to the realm of the I Am Presence, our permanent self in God, our real self, our true nature, our point of origin and our point of return that we were so familiar with and that we have, to some extent, forgotten, that we are refamiliarizing ourselves with now through the intercession of the Divine Redeemer. So we see the soul and the Christ now standing before the Angel of the Presence, standing before the center of the I Am that I Am, the Holy of Holies. Kneeling in adoration, and there are angels around, trumpeting angels. At the soul level, we hear the sound. We hear the sound of the trumpet announcing this reunion, the glory of God. The reunion of the soul with her Maker, the reunion that is our God reality. this is what is real. Soul is being bathed in the sound of the trumpets, bathed in the sound. Her oncoming victory, her oneness with Father, Mother, God, her oneness with the divine presence, divine love, the divine wisdom, the divine power. Her true nature. It's the sound that the caterpillar also hears when it becomes a butterfly. And the caterpillar also had to shed all that fear to go into that chrysalis, not knowing fully the outer conscious mind what he should be like when he should appear as the butterfly. So we understand this, the child, the love, the joy, the peace, the trust, and especially the eagerness. Of our heart. So we see now our soul in Christ self, kneeling before the I Am that I Am, sending forth their love, their gratitude, their adoration, their reason for being. The I Am presence draws nigh and enfolds them in a bubble of light, and explains that this sphere of light, this ovoid of light, is something that they can descend with and have around them perpetually. This is a swaddling garment. Resurrection flame that is given for those who would see God face to face and yet descend back into the world of form, back into the heaviness of the time of this transition. Lower fears of the physical plane, so the bubble of protection too from the astral plane. So that which appears to come for us does not stick on us. Is simply repelled, has no sticking power. It's like an impermeable raincoat or a light coat that God gives us. One of those things that repels the water of the astral plane, the sewage of the astral plane, the consciousness of the astral plane, even in our day-to-day physical interactions, so that we remember that we are clothed in this bubble of light. It has an iridescent tone to it, just like a soap bubble all around us. So we see now the soul and the Christ self bowing in thanksgiving, descending now the stairs with the Master, back down through the stairs, through the cloud deck, back to that secret chamber clothed in this bubble of light, raiment of light. New force field of protection and healing, guarding. That is a gift for our willingness to gather and persevere. To make that effort to rise up in consciousness when the whole world around us is seeking to pull us down. So we are back in the manger. The Christ child continues radiating out these light rays from the center of our heart. And we see the sun star at the top of the manger intensifying now that light of the crown, that light of the Buddhic top knot, that light of the starry focal point of the 12 o'clock line that says, we are here. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Let us say this together now 9 times. Let us see now that flashing beacon of light from that star flashing forth now into our world of form. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. This is the mantra of the Christ coming into physical incarnation. This is the mantra of the soul coming in who is determined to become one with Christ. And this is the mantra that we will be giving upon our departure of this earth scene. That will be our passport into the kingdom of heaven. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Let us seal now with our in full faith. Let us see this now being duplicated and expanded for each light bearer who can receive this action at whatever level for the strengthening and sustaining of the planet this day, this night, by the angels of the resurrection flame. O beloved Jesus, O beloved Uriel, O beloved Serapis Bay, come forth now, we pray, and send forth these angels of the resurrection, these angels of the ascension, the angels of the newborn Christ, around the world now to tap each man, woman, and child on the shoulder to awaken those who are asleep and those who slumber and those who are bowed down under the weight of planetary karma. We call now for Circes. We call now for a glimpse of God reality. We call now for a cleansing. And we call for this to be also for our elemental servants and friends, co-workers. According to God's will, let it be done. Amen. And in full faith, I consciously accept this manifest, manifest, manifest. And in full faith, I consciously accept this manifest, manifest, manifest. See, it was the faith of this child. And in full faith, I consciously accept this manifest, manifest, manifest. Right here and now with full power. Eternally sustained, all-powerfully active, ever-expanding and world-enfolding until all are wholly ascended in the light and free. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. The child who builds the castle in the sand the thought never enters their heads that the sandcastle is not real. Completely real. So when we give that feeling that we see it manifest until everyone is ascended and free, we need to have that same sense of certitude, that unwavering optimism and dedication and realism, divine realism, that says we're manifesting it, and in full faith it will happen until everyone is wholly ascended in the light. Let us sound the Om now together. Send our love to Father, Mother, God. As the siren on the boat in the middle of the storm, who is calling home, who is telling the seafarer, this is home, and this is where the lighthouse is. Our meditation, and I'm be happy to have some sharing if anyone has it upon their heart to share. If not, we will conclude for the night. So please, if anyone wants to speak up, this is an opportunity, and we really appreciate it. Let us steal. We thank the ascended masters and heavenly hosts who have guided us in this work and ask that it continue in between sessions. We call for all energies that have been and will be revealed or transmuted by violet flame. And all vacuums are filled with the light of Jesus Christ, and all that can not be held in abeyance be circled now by mightiest rays, cosmic circle and sword of blue flame. We call now for the God desire and the will to keep on keeping on and to see this work through to its final victory. We ask this now in Jesus' name. And to God's holy will, let it be done. God, we love you and we ask you to help us each day. Help us to love you more.